Well, hey, folks, welcome to the show. This is Kevin T. Porter.
And I'm Demi DiGiuibe.
And usually we're co-hosts on podcasts. We've both hosted podcasts before.
Right.
We've hosted a podcast together, actually, at one point for a couple years.
This one was a very exciting thing. Someone from Spotify reached out to us asking if we'd be interested in producing a podcast, and they were very cagey about who is going to be hosting it, and then we found out it was going to be Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama.
Former President Barack Obama. And of course,
that's
for both Demi and I, those are both our heroes, like unequivocally, like absolutely both our heroes
I
for everything they've done.
Bruce Springsteen.
Their legacies, and I just can't get enough of Barack Obama, specifically
that's
the books that he's put out and the movies about him, which of course are Southside with You and Barry. And so when they gave us this opportunity.
I love his BuzzFeed videos.
His BuzzFeed videos are so funny. Yes. No, they're so terrific. And that's what's made me a lifelong fan of his. And so, of course, we left at the opportunity. We knew we weren't going to be working in a co-host sort of situation, but that we'd be more of a support role, like producers for these men that we've just kind of grown up idolizing. And
they taught us it was okay to be weird.
Barack Obama taught me it was okay to be weird and to bomb certain countries.
That's right.
And getting into it, though, because I guess there's another show they kind of, not to cut to the end of this, but this project didn't end up fully working out. And part of the reason why is that they did not pay us. Spotify didn't pay us. Obama didn't pay us. And Springsteen definitely did not pay us. And
Obama would repeatedly send us emails just saying, I haven't forgotten you guys. And, you know, like include a GIF as an attachment. And it was, at first it was like charming, but then it was like, well, we're not even following up with you. You're just telling us you haven't forgotten about us. And then we see you on a jet ski somewhere. It was very insulting.
It was, yeah. And the insulting part for me too was Bruce Springsteen just kept texting us winky emojis when we were like, do you have any information on payment, or should we be contacting someone in HR about this? Because I know this isn't like your field. I mean, they call you the boss, but we know you're not like the boss in terms of like payments.
Right.
And he just texted winky emojis, and we were very
Every
thrown
time.
Off by that. It was very strange. So anyway, this project didn't end up going, and they didn't want us to release it because they eventually reteamed up with some other folks and put out a different podcast of their own, which I guess you can listen to now, whatever.
We bear no ill will against them.
No.
We're happy that it's out there. We have nothing bad to say about the people at Spotify.
We wish them the best, and we do love Spotify and all the streamers equally. We especially love how they treat artists, including us. We decided that kind of given the nature of this, and we did check all the legal stuff on this. Like, I went through and looked at all the contracts, and certain things were not signed. We have the right to release this now.
Bruce refused to sign the contract, which I thought was strange. And then Barack was trying to be cool. He's like, I'm not signing it either.
Yeah, I think, Obama was trying to follow Bruce's lead because he's like, I'll sign. Oh, and then he was like, you know, I mean, I won't do an impression of either of them right now. That'd be very disrespectful.
Like, If I was going to... Yeah, I can't do it either, actually.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bruce Springsteen. No, that's not it. I can't even do it.
No, that's not it.
So anyway, we're releasing the untitled Springsteen Obama project. I think they may have even tried to come up with the title on the fly to kind of mixed results, as you might hear. But we thought that the people deserve to know. And at certain points, this is an unedited cut, a rough mix, if you will. So you might hear our voices cut in at certain points talking to the talent as we're trying to instruct them on. Because their first attempt at the show, I think we ultimately came to understand, was a bit of a mixed bag and a bit of a failure.
Right. And then they decided to go a different direction with the ultimately released piece. And I mean, not what we would have done, and that's fine. But I think what we did end up doing with them, which was entirely their idea, was still something that deserves to be heard.
So with that in mind, let's now take a listen to Untitled Springsteen Obama Podcast. Welcome to Bossberry.
Are we calling it that? We're calling it Bossberry?
Bossberry. Haven't you heard Boss Baby?
Bro? Yeah, no, I saw that. It's great. I put it on my best of the year list.
It's kind of a play on that. Boss Baby? Well, this is Boss Barry. Because we're here. I'm Bruce Springsteen, a.k.a. The Boss.
and I'm Barack Obama, a.k.a. I was the boss.
Boss. Hey, you were the boss. It wasn't sure Tony Danza. It was you.
Still am.
Okay.
Still am.
All right. Yeah. And we're here to talk about something we both love, which
That's
is
right.
cinema.
Movies. I love films.
Movies are the great uniter in our country.
Movies, I've always said movies have the power to change the world.
Because you know what?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Can we swear on this?
Oh, yeah. We can say hell, damn, shit, fuck, piss,
yeah.
shit.
We can say all those words?
What's that?
We can say all those words?
We can say any and all. George Carlin is dead.
Bruce, I'm so sorry. You cannot say fuck or shit.
Obama, you can say those, but we will have to bleep some of them, depending.
So. All right, well, I'm going to say them. Yeah, you guys figure out which ones I can't say after the fact. Not my job.
Get out of here, guys. Come on. Okay, so with that in mind, Barack, tell me about the first movie you ever saw. What's your relationship with film?
The first movie I ever saw?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember how old I was, but I remember my mom took me to go see, I want to say it was Toy Story 2 in theaters.
Okay,
I've never seen a film before that. Yeah, a Toy Story 2. I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
And you saw that before you saw Toy Story 1, is that true?
Yeah, I was very confused. It was a bit disorienting, but you know, in the previews, my mother caught me up to speed. She was talking about how, you know, in their first outing, Woody and the gang, and she had to explain who Woody was and the fact that he was played by Tom Hanks, who first movie, I had no idea who this man was.
A dear friend of mine, by the way. That is true. We are, in real life, dear friends.
Well, now that's just incredible. That's great. I would love to meet Tom Hanks. He's great. He was in Toy Story 2 and 3. I never did see the first one, but she explained the plot to me, and I thought it was fantastic, and we watched it, and I was like, that's a great piece of cinema right there.
I love that movie because of Jessie the Cowgirl, another redheaded woman in the movie. I had a little crush on her when I saw it.
What do you mean, another?
Well, I'm married to a redheaded woman myself, Miss Patty Scalfa. Yeah, that's right.
I gotta be honest, I don't know too much about you. Bruce,
you know what? You might not remember that. I know we're still getting to know each other. Now, maybe one day we will pretend to be much closer friends than we actually are. But for now, we can be honest and just say that you know, I've done some of your rallies and you've shouted me out.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in 2008, I was campaigning for you. Remember that?
Shout out to Bruce. Bruce Springsteen? Bruce Springsteen was at the rally?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I played for you in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I'm being too specific
totally.
Right now.
Oh,
this
yeah,
makes
I
me
remember
Ypsilanti.
Take a drink of water, huh? We're talking about cinema.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, Bruce, when was the first time you saw a film?
The first film I saw was Happy Feet 2.
Happy Feet 2. That's a great one.
Another sequel. You know, because growing up in Freehold, New Jersey, I was just a little fat kid that wanted to tap dance myself. And I'd never seen representation on screen until Feet 2. And
that's how I felt when I watched Dr. Strangelove at the end. I was like, well, that's me.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You see what I'm doing?
Classic Barry.
It's not my job anymore, so we can laugh about it.
Hey, we can have a tee-hee-hee and a chuckle about it.
That's right.
Hey, war crimes are funny with some time. You know, for instance, your wife passing candy to one of our favorite war criminals, George W. Bush.
Now, I will not have you besmirching the name of my good friend George. Great man. Incredible painter. You gotta see this thing, the things he can do with a brush.
Well, you got me there. I got two of his paintings behind me, so listen.
No, I see them.
I'm not above
beautiful
it.
Paintings.
So yeah, that's the kind of film scholarship you can expect from me and my co-host Barry. Our first films were Toy Story 2 and Happy Feet 2.
And that's what began us on our cinema journeys, made us, you know, the passionate cinephiles that we are today. You actually follow us on Letterboxd. We're both, I believe yours is letterboxd.com/theboss.
No, well, yep. You know, I had to add a few numbers to that, so I'll plug that at the end of the show.
Okay.
I forgot
what
it was.
We're trying to get our followings up. I only have about 100 followers. But, you know, I love film.
But they're engaged about my favorite films. Is the thing. They are.
They really are.
You got to give them credit for that.
They love to yell at me. You know, I'm talking about how, you know, Avatar, incredible, CGI. And they're just like, you really should tell Joe, get the kids out of the cage. It's just not. I love the engagement. I wish they just focus on the films.
And all my Letterboxd reviews are me just identifying the people I think are hot in the movie. And then accompanying
who's
the emojis.
Who's hot in Happy Feet?
In Happy Feet 2? Oh, gosh. I got to say, you know, the girl penguin really did a number on me in that one.
Absolutely.
I think we girl all know penguin. The girl penguin I'm talking about.
Don't even need to add a name.
We don't need to add a name. We definitely don't need to add a name. Oh, but you know, what Barry and I love about cinema is that the movie theater is where we turn the lights down. And no matter if you're black, white, or brown, it's all the same in the dark.
That's right.
Underneath that projector screen.
Everybody's black in the cinema.
And that's what we both love about movies, is that we're all black at the movies. And today, we're going to talk about a movie that's about, in a lot of ways, America and our history with music, specifically jazz and other...
Greatest type of music.
I might say second greatest compared to rock and roll. Talking about the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, maybe these three... What's that, Barry?
I've never been a fan. I don't really dig it.
Okay.
I can't name one song that I've liked, you know? Sorry.
Well, you can't name a single song that you've liked from the rock and roll genre?
That is correct.
Even, let's say, a song about being born in a particular place?
Born this way? That's not rock.
I guess that's rock pop. You got me there. You got me there.
Yeah. Now, Gaga, that's an artist. Wow.
Oh, don't even get me started on Gaga. Watching Star is Born 2018, that was like looking in a freaking mirror.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You saw yourself in that film?
Absolutely. Jackson Maine. I believe Bradley Cooper truly did use details from my biography in that movie, in my autobiography. I talk in my autobiography about how I stole my father's voice for my lyrical songwriting. And then Bradley Cooper, of course, Jackson Maine himself, has that storyline in the movie about how he took his dad's voice. And then at the end, he says to Sam Elliott, it wasn't daddy's voice, it was yours.
Oh, great line. Gets me every time.
Isn't that beautiful? What do you have a good relationship with your father? I forget.
You know, sometimes I have
dreams.
You know, I go to bed at night
from them.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say I take a melatonin.
Yeah,
and I go to sleep, and you know, in my brain, in my dreams, I see my father, and he's running. He's running from a group of large ice picks, and then he screamed out to me, "Barry, Barry, close the fridge." And I look, and the fridge is far away. And I go to close the fridge, but I can't do it. The hinge is just too hard. And then when the ice picks, is like, you should have closed the fridge. And then I wake up.
Wow. Now, the detail that I'm most fixated on from that dream is that he was running as if he was bored to do that.
Sure. I don't know what that means.
Oh, boy. We got a lot of work to do here. But first... let's get into the film we're talking about today on Boss Barry, a show about Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama going through their favorite American films. And we will not do any foreign films on this podcast.
Don't you dare talk to me about Parasite or what's the other one?
Or any Pedro Almodovar works.
I'm not interested.
Roma. Well, that was a different guy, but Roma, we're also not interested.
That's not okay. You can't do that, Bruce. That is a different person.
That was my bad. I believe that's
what?
Alfonso
did he also direct
Cuaron.
Shape of Water?
No.
Did he do Shape of Water,
that
too?
That was Guillermo
del
Toro.
Did he do The Revenant?
No, that was Cuaron as well, I believe. Wasn't it?
No, that was Iñárritu.
Ah, shit.
You're canceled. Oh. You're canceled, Bruce.
Born to be
hey, real
canceled.
Quick.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. Kevin. Can I smoke on this?
You can't. I'd prefer you not. You technically can if you want to. But.
All right, one out of two. Demi, can I smoke on this? No. What? No.
we would it's gonna, I mean, and that will filter in through the mics in a way, I think.
Bruce, so. What do you think?
Hey, I'll quote one of my favorite American films of 1994 and say, you're smoking.
Well, you're the boss. I'm gonna light up.
Hey, guilty as charged.
All right. So,
you know, I don't smoke.
The film.
Is that interesting? It sounds like I smoke.
You've always seemed like the kind of guy who smokes.
It's strange, right? Like, and I don't do drugs. I've never done marijuana. I've drank a lot, famously, recently.
You've never done marijuana? Never done marijuana.
Never done pot. In fact, I would get mad at Clarence for smoking pot on tour. In 1978, we were on the Darkness of the Edge of Town tour, and him and little Stevie were sneaking joints behind the tour bus. This is a real little anecdote. Stevie. I got mad at them. Yeah, who's little Stevie Van Zandt. Stevie Van Zandt. You know, Miami Steve. You might know him from The Sopranos as Silvio.
Oh, Lilyhammer.
Yeah, he is Lilyhammer. Wait, have you seen all of
Why did you say Lilyhammer?
Okay.
Of course I've seen all of Lilyhammer.
Well, then you know I got a sweet cameo in that one. Am I interjecting too many autobiographical details just because I happen to know
him? No, I love it. I know nothing about your life, so this is very helpful to me.
Okay, terrific. In our first American film on Bosberry, we're going over, is a little movie called La La Land. Now, let me make a little joke here. Lala, hey, Barry, was that your first draft name for Malia?
No.
Okay.
Wait, sorry, you preempted your joke with, let me make a little joke here?
Yeah, well, you know, I just wanted to be clear. I was JK.
Right, yeah, okay, thank you.
Well, because...
No, yeah, we picked Malia immediately.
I guess the other direction I could have gone was Malala Land, because I know you've met her.
Yeah, great girl.
Was she not?
Love
is she
school.
Is she cool in real life? Is she like
Oh, she's
chill?
So cool.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually like kind of friends. It's great.
Wait, what, are y'all on like a group text?
Yeah, it's me, Malala, and well, I shouldn't say the third person.
Oh, come on. You can't say...
All right.
Come on.
I'm gonna whisper it. I'm gonna whisper it. Don't whisper it. No, it'll still... It's Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun. Now, yeah. I know him as the nemesis of one of my friends, Taylor Swift. He's done, like, a lot of bad stuff legally and contractually that I don't understand because I'm too rich to need to.
Yeah. I don't, you know, his personal life is different from his professional life. I don't need to get into it. I'm in a different group with Taylor. And
is
it's me,
true?
Taylor. Yeah, it's me, Taylor, and Malala. And we have our own little text.
So, really, the kind of a-holes here are you and Malala for doing both Scooter and Taylor dirty. Do they know about the other group texts?
Why would they know about... No, we're not doing anything wrong. Sometimes we have a... You ever have a joke that you're like, well, this Taylor won't get this. And so you send it to Scooter. And then sometimes you have a joke where you're like, well, this will hurt Scooter's feelings. So you send it to Taylor.
Yeah, I guess I'm not used to being friends with people who have professionally destroyed other friends of mine's lives in some way. Or damaged them. I shouldn't say destroyed.
Well, that's I don't know what to say. That's a lot of my friendships. So what, am I supposed to be friends with nobody? I can't be friends with any of the other presidents?
I mean, you can't become the 44th president without making a few enemies.
That's true. Social Network.
One of our upcoming American movies we're going to do on Bosberry.
Yeah.
The finale of which will be Boss Baby.
It better be.
Full circle.
Hey, can we play a clip from Boss Baby real quick?
Let me see if we can get a clip. Okay, I have the...
Too slow. Never mind.
I have the Boss Baby original motion picture soundtrack. We want to hear a hit from that.
Yeah, sure. Play track 3.
Okay, track 3. This is Welcome to Baby Corp. Here we go.
Whoa! That is an intense song.
Wow.
All right, cut it.
I could not dream of writing some orchestral music as complicated as that. That is intense.
You wrote some music for a film once, right? For, what was it, Harry Potter?
Yeah, I never thought you'd bring that up, but I'm glad you did. I did write a song called I'll Love You Always,
which had nothing to do with Harry, with Hermione.
I was going to say.
It's just about someone loving someone for a long time, which I guess Harry's parents did.
Oh,
maybe it's from their POV, if we're being generous with it. They rejected the song. But, you know, with the recent, in light of the recent news with J.K. Rowling, who's coming out on top here? You know, maybe it's a mixed blessing.
Well, now, time out.
Yeah.
Don't be trashing another one, my friends. I'm in a group chat with J.K.
Oh, Barry, no. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's me, Scooter Braun, and J.K.
Wait, who are you gossiping about with Scooter and J.K.? Are you talking about Malala?
No.
It's weird.
It's
conspicuous that Malala is not in that group text.
I don't think it is. And how's she going to know about it, you know? What? Oh, she might hear this. Hey, can we cut that out?
Yeah, we'll cut it out in the final.
We can't cut it. We can't.
We can cut it. Demi, we can cut it out in the final if we wanted to. As long as, you know what? Mr. President, as long as the check's clear, all of this is getting cut out, okay? Don't worry about
it. The check's going to clear.
Okay,
you know, I haven't forgotten about you guys.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Kevin and Demi, once again. But let's keep the interruptions to a minimum. After all, I am the boss, and he is the former president.
That's right.
Maybe our last two-term president ever. Wait, what's that?
Well, nothing.
Is it time to get into this movie or what, Barry?
I think we got to get into it. La La Land.
La La Land, a movie about America. Now,
that's right.
Barry, how is this movie about America for you? What was your entry point into this film from an American lens?
Well, my entry into it was I saw it in America at the Arclight Cinerama Dome in Los Angeles, California.
Wow.
And I remember sitting there. Because, well, yeah, you see a movie about Los Angeles, you got to watch in Los Angeles.
Wait, was this?
You can't watch.
Hey, was this at like a premiere? Because it would be kind of weird if I was just at the Arclight Hollywood and I looked over, I was like, oh, holy shit, there's President Obama. That'd scare me, honestly. I would get freaked out.
I got a disguise when I go out in public. You know, I got a little mustache and wig that I wear.
A regular Sacha Baron Cohen over here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I go with my wife, Michelle, and it was her turn to pick. I wanted to watch Moonlight. She wanted to watch La La Land. And we went and sat in the theater, Arclight Dome. And like I was saying, you got to watch a Los Angeles movie in Los Angeles. You know, you can't watch Silver Linings Playbook outside of Philadelphia. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely not. You can't watch Streets of Philadelphia anywhere but Philadelphia. Now, that's a movie.
That's right.
I wrote a song for it. Do you know what the song was called? Streets of Philadelphia. The movie's just called Philadelphia. The song Streets of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Streets of Fire. Is that you?
That's also a song by me. That is true.
Dipping into the same fountain a couple times, huh?
Here's a quick rundown, just off the top of the dome. Streets of Fire, Streets of Philadelphia, Backstreets.
Backstreets, that was you?
Backstreets was me. That's right.
Damn.
Yeah. Racing in the Street, that was also me. And
you do Baker Street?
I wish. Oh, don't That's even get song. Me started. That saxophone solo Clarence would have killed on.
Oh, absolutely.
Can we just give a shout out to the big man right now? Clarence
All right.
Clemens.
Thank you, God. What?
Oh, no. Okay, well, we can thank God for Clarence Clemens, because he made him. When they built him, they broke the mold.
TGFCC.
You know, Clarence the big man. He was the one black member of my band.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I used to, I watched one of your videos, and I had Michelle go into premiere.
Okay.
I had her go into premiere and cut all the scenes with just Clarence. So that I could watch it and, imagine myself on the stage.
Oh, that rules. That's really cool, Barry.
Yeah.
I mean, if you would have asked, I would have let you up on stage. Can you play triangle?
No, I don't. No. I can't. I play a great triangle. I also play a nice, it's a tenor saxophone. But, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you could have filled in after Clarence died. Well, I guess you were president at the time.
Yeah, I was a little busy. And also, you replaced the black man with another black... There's only one on stage, I see.
Well, you know what? Dead right's there. My bad. But, you know, he just had a huge stature in our band. He was the big man. He was like 6'5 or something crazy. I'm kind of a short guy, so when I stand next to him, I seem even smaller, and he seems even larger.
You're like the small boss.
Yeah, small boss. Hey, small boss. Listen to podcasts?
I love podcasts.
Yeah, what's your favorite fan, one?
I'm a big fan of, what's it called? It's Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, yeah, those guys are from the streets of Chicago.
Yeah.
I haven't really written any songs about Chicago that I can think of right now.
Maybe I don't understand why you would. You know who you should team up with is the band Chicago.
Oh, that would be awesome. Or maybe, you know who else I should team up with? Miss Velma Kelly. Now that's,
I don't know. Who is that?
Velma Kelly is a fictional character from the musical Chicago.
Right. Captain Zeta, it's been a while since I saw it.
Come on now, we're gonna paint the town and all that jazz.
Wouldn't that be great fun? Great stuff. Man. Now that's a Best Picture winner.
Barry, should we put out this Green Book stuff? Okay. I'm glad you said it so I didn't have to. I did not care for Green Book. I thought they did the Italian representation in that movie dirty.
Exactly. I was gonna... The scene where he folds a whole pizza, that's not okay.
That's inaccurate. I had no other issues with the movie.
Same. Perfect film, just cut the pizza scene. Sorry, you were saying we should put out...
some duets. Kind of like Lady Gaga and frickin' Tony Bennett. Like, they've been doing duets.
Now you're talking. We could call it the Barry and Bruce Sing the Blues.
Barry and Bruce Do the Blues.
Barry and Bruce Do the Blues.
Yeah, I got a few blues songs. Reason to Believe, that's one of them. Night with the Jersey Devil, that's a blues song.
What do you do in the band?
What do I do in the E Street Band?
Yeah.
Well, technically, I'm not a member of the band. I'm the front man of the band. I am the lead singer.
The front
singer.
Man's the member of the band.
Yeah, but on the marquee and the shining lights, it says Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And there is a difference. And there is truly a difference in how we get paid as well.
Okay, well, now you're talking. I support any sort of movement to make sure that every member of a group gets paid completely different amounts. I don't need any sort of, you know, unionization or whatever you want to call it.
I am historically pro-union, except for the band, because I didn't want to get high off my own supply. I thought if I was too close to a union, I wouldn't be able to write about them with objectivity.
That's a good point.
Doesn't that make all the sense in the world?
Sometimes unions are bad.
Sometimes, and Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama are saying this on this podcast, sometimes unions are bad.
Quote me on it.
Hey, police unions, sometimes they're bad.
We differ on a few things. Before we get into the film, should we take a quick ad break?
I thought you'd never ask. Let's do it. Come on.
We don't have any... we don't need to take an ad break.
We can give you some ad copy to read, maybe in hopes that we'll get a sponsor, but as of now, there's none attached.
Yeah, well, let's just take a break, and then we'll put in an ad after the fact, like they do on, what's the other one? What's the other podcast? Doughboys.
Okay. I love Doughboys. Man, Mitch is so funny. He never knows what's going on. Oh,
no,
man.
That's the joy of it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We could read an ad if you want to.
Should we just make one up? How does this work?
Sure, okay.
If we make up an ad, do they have to give us the thing?
I believe that you and I are such powerful men that we could make up a product, and they would have to make the product in real life. So
Square Tomatoes.
This episode of our podcast is brought to you by Square Tomatoes.
When it comes to Square Tomatoes, there's only one name I trust, and it's Square Tomatoes. For too long, the American people have had to settle for these big red spheres. Too juicy, too pristine. And you know what? They go bad. Well, your problems are going to be solved with Square Tomatoes.
That's right. Sometimes I hold a tomato in my hands and I get confused. Do I juggle these? Do I, what am I supposed to do with these? You gotta separate them from regular tomatoes in a way, and that's where Square Tomatoes come in. You're cutting a hamburger, and you don't want a round piece to go on top of the round piece, because that's confusing to your brain's sense of object permanence.
Right.
So, you cut off a slice of a square tomato, and you put that right on the patty.
Put the right on the what? And get your wife, right my wife's patty. Name out of your mouth. How dare you?
You put it right on the meat slice.
The meat shell slice? Now, you're disrespecting your own wife now.
Now, no, all right, I'm not so good with words, okay? I'm not
famously,
a great talker.
You're not good with words.
That's right, I stumble. I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble, and then so on.
You try to hide it, but it's clear to me that your world crumbles when the American people are not near.
That's right.
Right now, you can sign up for a subscription to Square Tomatoes if you go to squaretomatoes.com/bossberry, and you'll get 15% off your first purchase.
Yeah, as long as you buy 50 square tomatoes or more, and they'll come to you. And they'll come to you weekly in a big box.
Big old box.
50 tomatoes a week.
Hope you like Square Tomatoes. We hope you really like tomatoes.
Yes.
How was that, boys?
What?
Okay, guys, there's Squarespace is a company that exists. There are like direct delivery services like HelloFresh.
You can't just make up facts about how tomatoes are. What? If you guys don't pay us, I swear to God, I'm gonna be pissed.
We'll do whatever you want.
We're just gonna pay
sign
you.
The checks, guys.
We're gonna pay you. Have I ever not paid somebody? How would we know that?
Yeah, I wouldn't know either.
You'd know. All right,
let's
get back to
the... I used to pay people all the time in the band.
Yeah. Well, didn't you just hear what we were saying? He pays people. Less than he gets, but he pays them.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the thoroughly American movie, La La Land.
One of the greatest pieces of American cinema. You know, it's up there with... what are some other great American films?
Raging Bull.
Raging
Searchers.
Bull. Paris, Texas.
Freaking The Grapes of Wrath.
Gigli.
Jersey Girl. A movie starring Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, named after the song by Tom Waits. 'Cause I'm in love with the Jersey girl. Sha la 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 la. I did a cover of it, if you couldn't tell.
Hey, you got a beautiful voice.
Oh, thanks, man.
Anyone ever tell you that?
You know what? Literally, no one's ever said that to me. That means a lot, especially coming from
you.
Well,
that's rude. That's rude of people.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Barry? You got a nice voice, too. I heard that clip of you going viral singing Let's Get Together by Al Green. Where people reacted to the President of the United States hornily in a crowd of people.
Is I got a lot of emails.
That?
I got a lot of emails calling me Daddy and Zaddy and Barry-o stuff my butt. It was a lot.
Hey, well, as long as you don't pull your Secretary of State and delete those emails, okay? You better hold on to those. Yeah.
Now, you can't be saying stuff like that on this recorded format, because it's not true.
I think she's a fan of me, too.
She's a fan of me, too? She likes to Me Too people?
No,
well, you really can't slander her.
No, Barry, she's a fan of the movement Me Too.
Okay, all right.
She's pro Me Too.
Hey, Me Too.
So am I. The movie is La La Land. Yeah.
The movie is La La Land. We've got off track here. Sorry about that. Let me give you guys a few pieces of trivia about this film.
Yeah, we're going to start with trivia. We're not starting with the synopsis or who directed it or who's in it. We're starting with trivia.
I was going to give the synopsis myself as part of the trivia. Like, fun fact, it was directed by Damien Chazelle.
That is a fun fact.
It came out in 2016. Also written by Damien Chazelle.
Hey, another fun fact. Come on.
Yeah. And the film, of course, is about two lovely dreamers in the City of Lights who both approach the entertainment industry from different aspects and find themselves at a crossroads of what it means to be a passionate musician and a passionate actor when that passion interacts with the passion you have for each other.
Brock, did you just come up with that on the spot?
I sure did.
That is impressive what you
Thank
have
you.
Done.
Thank you very much.
That is beautiful. Wow. I am Thank blown you. Away. Now, has anyone ever told you this? You are talented at speaking. And I can see right now, you are not doing it with a teleprompter. This is all off the cuff.
Bruce, you're going to make me cry on the podcast.
Barry.
Don't do this.
You are enough. No matter.
Not you.
Don't let the haters not get you down. Just because you're not president anymore doesn't
Fuck
mean you.
You
can't be the president of my heart and the hearts of men and women across this great nation.
Thank you.
I love
thank
you, brother.
I love you too, brother. Also, don't call me brother. So
you love you too, brother?
Yeah, I love you too. It's a beautiful day.
Bono,
and then the other songs.
The Edge. I mean, listen, Bono is truly a friend of mine. One time I filled in with him after he got in a bike accident, and I sang some of the U2 songs, and boy, it sounded weird. You can check it out on YouTube. YouTube.
Wait, on YouTube?
You
Sorry, on YouTube?
Tube. Oh, are you yanking my
Me-tube?
Chain, Barry? Are
I'm
you
not yanking nothing.
Okay.
Hey, the only yanking here is us Yanks. Talking about this great American film.
Great American film. Damon Chazelle, he is an American, right? Just want to make sure.
Let's check. Don't want to talk about this if he's not.
Okay.
Yep, he is.
Born in Providence, Rhode Island.
Hey, that's close to you.
On the East Coast, close to Freehold, New Jersey, where I grew up.
Yeah, also close to Washington, D.C., where I've been.
Yeah.
Now, here's some other... Yeah.
Hey, don't be dismissive of your time. Hey, don't underplay that, man. You were president.
It was nothing.
You need
it was
to
nothing.
Own that.
No, it was nothing.
Oh, okay. Barry's being shy. He's being a little shy.
No.
Being a little shy guy. Okay.
I was just a little president for a while.
Okay.
Just for a little bit.
You got to be president as a treat. You got to be president.
As a little treat.
Okay.
I did an okay job.
Okay. You did a great job, President Obama.
Thank you. Still doing a good job.
Yeah.
Now, according to composer Justin Hurwitz, all the piano performances in the film were recorded by the pianist during pre-production. And then, Ryan Gosling spent 2 hours a day, 6 days a week in piano lessons, learning the music by heart. And by the time the filming had begun, Gosling was playing those piano sequences without any hand doubles or CGI. He did that.
I think he did that. And I think you can...
He did that.
You can tell the authenticity in those scenes. When his fingers are just gliding. Now, I myself, I play a little piano. I've played a little piano in my day. I'm mostly a guitar man. I wasn't so good as my pianist, Roy Bittan, the professor, as we call him in my band. But I could sense when a pianist was good, and Ryan Gosling had what it takes.
You could sense when a pianist was good?
Listen, my autobiography is coming out with a new paperback edition. And let's just say, people are going to want to pick it up and hear some tales from the road.
Some other trivia from this film. The audition scene where casting director interrupts Mia's emotional performance to take a phone call was actually inspired by one of Ryan Gosling's auditions in real life.
Now, this is what I love about this movie and what it captures about the American experience.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, they are... hugely successful multi-millionaires in their field. But in this movie, they are poor people. They are just scraping by. They are the working class. They, heck, might even join a union at some point in the film.
Sure. If they're successful enough. I really related to that choice, making them poor. It really spoke to me.
It spoke to me in volumes. As someone for the last 30 years, 40 years of my career,
has been insanely successful and rich and has come out on stage pretending to be a poor person most of the time. I resonated with that choice in La La Land.
Yeah, I thought that was a... Yeah, it really made me go, oh, that's like when I auditioned for a thing. And so that was...
Wait, you auditioned? Barry?
Well, every so often, you know. What Sometimes you just want to live like the people. And you you see a flyer for a high school production of Hello, Dolly. You put on your mustache and little wig. And you go in and give them your best barb, you know?
So to audition for a high school production, you did put on a mustache.
Well, some kids got, you know, mustaches. I go in there, I do a little like, oh, sorry, my voice has dropped a little bit because of puberty. And then they're like, all right, well, that's a child. Sometimes they can tell. Sometimes they're just like, well, this is President Barack Obama. He should be in Washington, D.C. It's 2015. And they still let me do it.
I gotta ask, though, Barry, have you ever gotten the part from one of those auditions?
Yes, I was the lead in Cabaret.
Cabaret?
That's right.
The freaking Bob Fosse directed film? I guess it was a musical before. Candor and Ebb, that's the lyricist and the composer, right?
I don't know. But yeah, I did. I got it. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, there was a period in, I want to say, 2014, where I mysteriously disappeared for about a month. And came back extolling...
Is that true?
I don't... You check the timeline. If not, then my double hit it very well. And then I came back extolling the virtues and the hardworking spirit of Liza Minnelli, who, did you know this? Daughter of Judy Garland.
Now, I did know that. Because I'm not a dumbass.
Alright, well, okay. Well, I'm busy. I got other things to do. I don't know every fact about Liza Minnelli.
So you're telling me that Barack Hussein Obama in the year 2014 flawlessly channeled the spirit of Sally Bowles, the lead character in Cabaret.
I don't know about flawlessly. It was a pan performance. A lot of people talking about how
wait, you
the
got
lead
panned?
Character... Yeah.
Oh, that stinks. I'm sorry, man.
I wish you didn't bring it up, but... I mean, I brought it up. I wish you didn't ask if it was good.
Hey, you know what? When you're getting down, remember, you got to be a president. You got to be a little president as a treat.
Yeah. Yeah, but only for 8 years and then some change. Anyway.
Do you feel like you underachieved because you didn't go more than 8 years?
Yeah. Every so often, I'll text Joe just some advice, and he'll be like, thanks, but you're not the president anymore. And I'm just like, well, I could be. Thinking about running again with my little mustache and wig.
I got it. Oh. Me smells a 2024 run in your future.
I'm thinking. Be on the lookout for someone registering the domain O-Rock Obama.
O-Rock Obama running for president 2024.
Yeah, gonna look a little like someone you might have seen before. Me.
Which brings us to our next segment. Now, this segment is actually sponsored by Square Tomatoes again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called What Did Rotten Tomato... Guys, Square Tomato... There's no money. There's no money here. There's nothing.
Just make up.
Like...
There's gonna be money. We're gonna pay you.
A company to have... I can commission anything I want.
Oh, you can't commission a company? So Tesla's just always been around? Huh?
Oh,
someone didn't create that company?
Interesting. Oh, I'm sorry. Are these two little lug nut, little bunkus producers? Wait, were they doing the Super Bowl? Were they giving inaugural speeches and bombing countries?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sure
I'm
were.
I'm not sure, but I don't think so. Come on.
I'll beat that ass. You keep talking to me like this, like I wasn't the president.
How dare you? I will sick little Stevie on you. He hasn't eaten in days, and he's hungry.
You keep our name out your goddamn mouth. All right, yes, Rotten Tomatoes.
The Rotten Tomatoes score for La La Land. Now, Barry, do you want to guess what the score was?
I'm going to say 87. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Audience or critical? Because those are two different things.
Okay, let's do critical, and then we'll do audience.
Okay, I'm going to say the critical score, maybe a 79.
Barry, the critical score for La La Land was
91%. 91? That's astounding.
The audience score was 81%.
Yeah, that's fair.
That checks out, right?
Yeah, it checks out. Critics loved it. Audiences loved it. Slightly less.
Now, I'm going to read a sample of the critics, what they said about this movie. The consensus is La La Land breathes new life into a bygone genre with thrillingly assured direction, powerful performances, and an irresistible excess of heart. Now, did you feel that excess of heart when you
were... Oh, yeah.
Because what I felt, even though this is a movie that takes place in Los Angeles, the titular La La Land, I felt an excess of...
Oh!
Oh, wait, did you not get that before?
No, I was like, well, my big problem with the movie is they never say La La Land in it. I was very confused.
Well, my confusion was I thought it was some sort of foreign language thing. I thought it was French for the LA land, like La La Land.
The land.
Right? But it turns out it's not LA land either. Leo Brady said it's a gorgeous spectacle filled with beautiful music, lights, and colors. Now, Barry, what did you think of the colors in this movie?
I thought they were great. They had every one of them. Red, orange. They had yellow. They had green. They had blue. I think they had some indigo in there. They definitely had purple.
Incredible Roy G. Biv representation.
Really? Yeah.
Stunning.
Not to mention black, brown, and white. Sorry, I accidentally said, right instead of white.
Black, brown, and right.
Yeah, that was a... It was a mistake. I meant to say white.
Okay. So, Barry, you thought the bitch was white.
What?
You remember that video that leaked of Roseanne Barr where she's like losing her shit?
I do recall this, yeah.
I thought the bitch was white!
Oh, that was a crazy day in the group chat. Everybody just roasting her.
Wait, which group chat was this?
Okay, so it's me, Rosie, and J.K. Rowling.
Rosie Barr.
Yeah, sorry, I call her Rosie Barr.
And how did she defend herself to you? Because that might have been a little awkward.
I believe her exact words were, "I be on some fuck shit, FR."
You know what? That actually does sound like the Roseanne Barr I know.
Yeah. She had a great sense of, always had a great sense of humor about herself, and she came out and was just sort of like, I was wilding, man.
She was wilding out. You had her straight tripping, boo.
That's correct.
Let me read another critical blurb for La La Land.
Yeah.
Richard Probst from The Independent Critic says, features a career best performance from Emma Stone.
Uh-huh.
Now, Emma Stone, I had seen in Easy A. I thought she was terrific in that film.
Yeah. She was great in The Croods.
Was she in The Croods for real?
Yeah, she's in The Croods and The Croods, A New Age.
Now, is it true that they're starting a Croods cruise once the pandemic's over? Where it's all Croods themed?
And I believe they're having Creed play.
So
it's Creed on The Croods Croods.
Creed's playing on The Croods Croods, and it's special guest hosted by, of course, from The Office, Creed Bratton.
Creed.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I believe also Terry Crews is on the cruise. Yeah, Terry Crews is going to cruise the Crude Cruise with Creed and Creed.
But it's actually, they're doing things a little bit different. They're making their songs dirtier. So Creed is playing Crude songs. But the other thing that they're doing is that they are making all their lyrics not only dirtier and adding F-bombs and S-words, but they're also making it themed to the movie. So Creed is playing crude songs on the Crude's Cruise, hosted by Creed and Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Crude is crewing the Crude Cruise, playing Crude Cruise of Creed's and Crudes. They're gonna crow the Crudes.
Who's the star of Mission Impossible again?
I believe it's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, okay.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible, great American... Actually, no, they all take place overseas. What am I talking about?
Yeah, I don't, that was a bit of a A little bit an off step. That's all right.
Bit of a stretch. Now, Barry, do you believe that this is Emma's best career performance thus far? When she sang Audition to the Fools Who Dream, were you moved by that?
I was moved after that first line. She mentions an aunt who used to live in Paris, and I was sort of just like, well, now don't take me out of La La Land. We're going to a different place. That was a little off-putting.
Because Paris is not in America. And we don't like that on this show. Any movie that even makes reference to something that's not in America, we don't enjoy.
Uh-huh. I want a production entirely born in the USA.
Hey. Hey, you have heard the song, haven't you?
What song?
Ay, 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 this one.
What song?
Well, before I get my feelings hurt anymore, Barry, I think it's time to end this episode the way we always do. What are they talking? I don't know what to do, Demi.
You're ending the episode?
It's already, like, with the stuff we have to cut out, it's going to be like 20-something. I don't think we're
going to end the episode the way we always do. Can you stop talking?
Yes, sir.
Beat your ass. All right. So, we're going to end the episode the way we always do, which is giving the film a rating.
We're going to rate the film on a scale of 1 to 100 American flags.
That's right.
Is there another American-themed rating system we could come? Or we could do it, you know what we could do it on, if we're really thinking about it, Barry? We could do it out of 50 stars representing the 50 United States.
Yes.
Reunited States of America.
I love that. Yeah, out of 50 stars.
Okay, let's do it. And
okay, do you want
to
go?
However many stars we use, we have to say which state the star represents.
Okay, I love that.
So if we say one star, then we can say one star and the star is Alabama.
Mm-hmm. So could we also say one star and the star is Delaware? Like, is it chronological or is it alphabetical?
It could be whatever you want it to be. Whatever you think best captures the rating.
Okay. Well, now, here's another question. Is it possible to go above and beyond, go 52 and say Puerto Rico or Washington, D.C.?
Only if you are so moved by the film to do so. But yes, of course.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Hey, you can do whatever the hell you want. It's our podcast, Barry.
That's true. And also, I, you know, if you get mad at me, I'll put you in Guantanamo. just a little joke. Just a little. We love to have fun. You got to laugh. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
You know what, Mr. President? I haven't called you that in a while. Let's start with you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to give this movie 47.5 stars out of 50. And
which states are the stars? Just real quick.
Oh, so I got to say all the 47?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois. I'm going to skip Indiana. So not Indiana. Oh, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota. No, thank you. Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada.
Been there.
New Hampshire. Okay, half of New Jersey. New Mexico.
Wait a minute.
New York.
Whoa.
What?
Hold your horses. I sound a little older now. Am I starting to sound like Jeff Bridges and True Grit at all?
Yeah, you got a bit of a crazy heart thing going. Or maybe you're just hungry. You got a bit of a hungry heart going.
Hey, everybody's got a hungry... Wait. So you have listened, Barry?
Listen to what?
Adios mio. Not again.
That's your catchphrase. Adios mio, not again. Bruce Springsteen. Quote it.
Why only use half of New Jersey?
I don't like the new part. Old Jersey.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, there we go. All right, where was I? New Mexico, New York, South Carolina, South Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin. And do I have... No, I took two out and then I took half out. So I guess I gotta give it to Wyoming. Although I really don't want to. I'm not a fan. You know, I'm gonna go down to 46.5 and take out Wyoming.
Did Wyoming go red for you both elections? I literally don't know if they
don't know either, but they know what they did.
Okay.
You're listening to Wyoming. You know exactly what you did.
Wow,
Wyoming. Goddamn monsters. Yeah, not a fan.
Excellent, Barry. Thank you for kicking us off with a great rating.
Yeah, thank you. Now, you can all... What's your rating?
Well, my rating for this movie is...
Malia, put that down.
Wait, what's Malia doing?
She's playing with some things I got in the corner over there. She's messing with my stuff. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Thank you. All right, now, sorry about that.
Can she get me in touch with Donald Glover? I've been trying to make contact with him forever. I've been wanting to do an E Street Gambino collabo for years.
I can just give you his number if you want.
You have his number?
Yeah, it's 213-845.
Uh-huh.
Hey, stop. Don't say a number on the...
You guys can absolutely not say Donald Glover's...
Why not? Why not?
We're celebrities. We can do whatever we want, baby.
Yeah, who's going to throw us in jail, huh?
They'll probably just write you a citation and you'll have to pay a fine or something. It will destroy your relationship with Don Glover, I think, if you...
Well, they charge me a fine. I'll take it out of your paycheck.
Sir, there's no world in which that's fair. This is starting to feel
so fucked up.
Demi, this is starting to feel like a bad idea. I don't know if we should be...
I don't think they're even going to pay us. They keep mentioning a payment, and it's... I don't think it's going to
happen. They say don't meet your heroes, and we're figuring out why tonight. This sucks. Oh, man.
Okay. And then it's 5555.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, you
got
one of those.
I can't wait.
No problem.
My collabo with Donald Glover.
I think it's going to be great. You could call it Because the Factory.
Because the Factory.
Yeah.
No, we should call it Because the Night. Because I have a song called Because the Night. Maybe you heard it. It's from Patti Smith. She did a cover of it. It was her most popular song ever.
No, I don't know. Who's that? Is that She Rock and Roll?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Hey Ya? Was that her?
Patti Smith? No, that was Outkast.
Okay. All right. Just make... I forget.
But by the way, I wish Patti Smith did Hey Ya. That would rule. That would be...
Yeah, I'd
awesome.
Love to hear it.
Okay, my rating before I forget to give it, I'm giving it 49 out of 50 stars.
Oh. Do you want to name all the states?
Well, here's the thing. All 49 of them are New Jersey.
Oh, I didn't know we could do... Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for not explaining that. Yeah, you can do that. You can do whatever you want.
Well, damn. I would have just done 47...
Illinois, because you're from there and you love it so much?
I'm mixed on it.
Sorry, I don't mean to be antagonistic.
I was going to, start picking fights. You're going to go in the corner with Malia.
Fine by me. Malia and I have a good rapport. She actually...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she actually has listened to my music, and she likes some of it.
Well,
because one of them was on a TikTok.
Hey, Malia, no more listening to Mr. Springsteen's music. You're done. Took care of that.
Well,
so what state are you? It's just 49 New Jerseys.
49 New Jerseys.
That's a great rating. Now, is there a reason that you picked, or a reason you didn't give it 50 New Jerseys?
I deducted it one star. Because in the film, near the end of the movie, Barry and I should say, spoiler alert.
Yep, spoiler alert. If you listen this far and you haven't seen the film La La Land, skip forward about, 3 minutes?
You know what, knowing me, it's going to be about 15 to 18.
All right, 15 to 18 minutes.
At the end of the film, and Emma Stone goes into the club with her new man, as played, I believe, by Tom Everett Scott, I want to say.
Yeah, it is.
So when I saw the film in theaters, because I also saw it in theaters, I was not at the Hollywood Arclight. I was in the New Jersey Flemington AMC 8, which I believe...
Real theater?
Exists.
Yeah, let me just Google that real quick. Keep talking.
Flemington AMC 8.
Flemington AMC 8. doesn't seem like a thing, but maybe it's been bulldozed.
How about Flemington? Well, see, and that's the problem. Since 2016, they've bulldozed all the AMCs.
You sound like the Pushing Daisies narrator. What's going on here?
The facts were these.
Yeah, that's a great impression, Bruce.
Thank you. So in that scene, when they go into the club, when I saw it in theaters, you could see down Sunset Boulevard, which is where they shot the exterior of that. You could see a huge poster. Everything I'm about to say is true, by the way. You could see a huge poster for the ABC drama Quantico, starring Priyanka Chopra.
My friend, love her.
Yeah, Mrs. Nick Jonas, or should I say Mr. Chopra.
Well, we had a bit of a, you know, it really feels like she wanted to be Mr. Priyanka Obama, from what I recall.
Is that true? Y'all had a
Let's
thing?
Just say, we had our own little, she moved out of the group chat, you know?
Oh no, wait, who was on that group chat? Just real quick.
It was me, Priyanka, Taylor, and Scooter.
Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun and Priyanka.
Yeah, real heated.
So
group
they
chat.
Were wait, so they were cool to be in the same group chat as long as Priyanka Chopra was also
she
in
was
it.
She was sort of the diplomat. She kept things cool, you know? They'd get into a tizzy about rights and whatnot, and she was all like, "Hey, everybody chill out and smoke some weed." And then it wasn't that they would, it was then we'd all focus our attention on Priyanka and everyone just get mad at her, and through that they bonded, and this cycle sort of continued about every day for a good year and a half.
That's actually awesome. And yeah. I'm glad that they were able to find some solidarity there. Mm-hmm. And some equal
hate is powerful. I've always said this.
Hate is a powerful uniter, and we need...
I've always said, don't vote boo.
Don't vote boo. I remember that. And I remember that meant so much to ghosts that I knew. Because of, as I wrote about and sang about one time, there were ghosts in all the eyes of all the boys you sent away in Thunder Road. And I knew those ghosts personally. That was based on a true experience. And when you
name some ghosts.
Okay, ghosts of girlfriends past, ghosts of Christmas past.
All right.
Ghosts in the shell.
Sure.
Ghost protocol.
There we go.
And of course, ghost. And by ghost, I mean Patrick Swayze. And then the sixth one is the little Pac-Man ghost.
Yeah, okay. Which one?
Yellow
one. There are
four
one. Of them.
Yellow one. Bloopy?
There's no yellow one. Bloopy? There's no yellow Pac-Man ghost. That'd be confusing, because Pac-Man himself is yellow.
You're right.
That's just poor design choice. Why would they make a yellow ghost?
It's my mistake. I meant to say the red one.
That's like if they were to have a version of Sonic that was his enemy, but he was also blue. Doesn't make sense. You're not thinking out loud.
I chose literally the only wrong color.
The only color. Oh, it's the Miss Pac-Man ghost, but it's the one that's a lady. Come on, Kevin. Come on.
Come on.
Sorry,
who?
I didn't mean Kevin. I was talking to
the producer.
Wait, what
the hell
did
I do? I'm not even talking to you right. Leave me alone,
I'm telling
Mr.
you,
President.
I'm telling you to get Bruce's facts right before he keeps making a fool of himself. It's all your fault.
Research is important. And
yes.
I begged for an outline before we started this.
All
we're just kind of winging
it
here.
Representation.
Oh, yes. Ghost representation matters.
Yeah. Inclusion rider.
Inclusion rider. Anyway, there was a billboard for Quantico.
Oh, right. Right. I forgot there was a story here. Yeah, you saw a billboard for Quantico.
And it was so clear in this film when I saw it in theaters. And I was like, oh, that's kind of distracting. It's just like a huge picture of Priyanka Chopra's face. This show's going to be canceled in like 3 seasons, and then this movie's just going to have Quantico on it for all their days. But yet, I appreciated it because representation, even in billboard form, matters.
Mm-hmm.
But
when they put the movie out on home video, the billboard was blurred out. They blurred it out even more for home video release. Like a bunch of cowards. Damien Chazelle backed off and said no to diverse billboard representation. And for that, I have to deduct it one star.
Hey, I get that. But, you know, to play Damien's advocate here a little bit, hoo-ah!
Hey, The Omen. See, we love movies.
We love films. You don't want to draw the ire of Quantico. They are famously litigious. Hell hath no fury like a Quantico shown.
Wow. Hell hath no fury like a Quantico shown.
Yep. They walk in shadows, move in silence.
And you
guard against extraterrestrial violence.
You would know more than anybody, given that you were in charge of the FBI for quite a while, for 8 years.
8 years. Could have been longer, but you know.
Hey, buddy, don't get down on yourself. You're doing great.
No.
You got
I could have saved more. You could have done more.
You know, dude, you're verified on Insta. You probably have more followers than I do on Instagram and Twitter.
I definitely do. I'm more popular than you. It's not that I'm worried about.
You're literally maybe the most famous man alive? Like, literally?
No.
I mean, who would be more famous than you?
Wyclef.
Wyclef Jean?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. And I'm
household
a huge
name.
Wyclef. Did you say asshole you can't. Name?
I said household name.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't try to come on this podcast and slander my good friend Wyclef.
I'm not trying to do
that. I gotta text him about that. That's very funny.
Is that one-on-one or a group?
Yeah, it's a group.
Okay, who's in the group?
All right, it's me, Wyclef, Malala, Steve Zahn, and Lily Collins.
I like Steve Zahn.
Yeah, me too.
He was
terrific. Does not like Malala.
Shit.
Yeah.
Man, why are they? You would think that people would be on their best behavior when they're in a group text with President Barack Obama.
Well, the group chat is where you find out when you really don't like people. It's like you go to a party and you've known someone one-on-one, and then you see him in a group setting, you're like, okay, I don't care for this guy.
It's actually a salient point. I really appreciate the observation. I've kind of been struggling to contribute equally in the group chat I'm in currently, which is just me with the band.
Oh.
So it's Max, Susie, Gary, Stevie, Charlie Giordano, or organist.
Angela, Sandra, Pamela, and Rita. Okay, you're making up names now.
And as I continue, it's only getting sweeter. I actually do have a group text that's Mambo Number 5 themed.
Hey, who's
Do you want to hear that?
Who's that? Yeah.
A little bit of Monica in my life, and that is Monica Lewinsky.
Sure. No other Monicas.
A little bit of Erica by my side, and that's actually Erica.
Yeah, are you thinking of Erica Durant from Smallville?
I'm thinking of Erica Durant from Smallville.
Yeah.
So women,
it's weird. There aren't a lot of famous Ericas.
Is that strange?
Sorry, who else is it?
Rita, never... and it is Rita Moreno. That one's easy. And Tina, a little bit of Tina, and it's Tina Fey.
Hey! Who's
made multiple jokes about me. Sorry, I swallowed a bug. A little bit of Sandra, and that is... Sandra.
Oh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is.
I was like, it's either O or Bernhard.
And Mary, of course, is Mary McDonald from True Crime. Is that the name of the show?
I don't know.
She was on Battlestar Galactica. She was nominated for an Emmy.
All right. I have a
Jessica.
Mary in one of my groups.
What's that? Who is that?
Sorry, I was just going to say, I also have a Mary Kay in one of my group chats.
Who's that?
Laterno.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
She's cool.
You know what I think we should do for one of our future episodes?
Yes.
I think we should invite someone from one of our group chats onto the show.
That would be great. Mary Kay. Laterno has the best stories. Really just the best. I mean, she was a teacher. She's so smart.
Yeah. Oh, no. And she could educate us in all of her ways.
Yeah. She loves to tell...
We're going to have to cut all of this out. Oh, my gosh.
Why are we cutting it out?
What are you doing? This is insensitive. You're going to alienate your audience. We're kind of going for, like, neoliberals, baby boomers, people who stand both of you guys, and you guys are saying egregious, weird stuff.
None of our demographic likes Mary-Kay Letourneau if they even know who she is. Well, if they knew, if they met her, they might change their tone.
Yeah, I mean, Mary-Kay, I barely know who she is.
She's great. I'll put you in a group chat. Okay. Okay. She was, most famously, she slept with a snowman, but she does other things,
Barry, Bruce, just wrap it up. We can't do this anymore. And we're already over time. They booked the studio for Joe Rogan. He's coming in any minute now.
All right, fine. We got to talk about our favorite scenes in La La Land, right? Is that way we still doing that?
And now we end how we always end. We set up the last segment, but we're going to do it for real this time. By singing? Is that what you said, Barry?
No, sorry. What did you say? I'm thinking of a different podcast. That's my mistake.
Oh. We're going to end how we always end by saying...
Hey, Michelle's in the kitchen right now. Michelle, you want to come on and say a couple words? You sure, Michelle? All right. Wow. Good to see you, honey.
There's that classic Michelle Obama sass we all know and love.
Sure is.
That's awesome. We're going to wrap it up by saying one of our favorite scenes from the American movie La La Land.
Yes.
My favorite scene was when they got out of their cars on the freeway in Los Angeles. The opening musical number, which I believe takes place on the ramp going from the 10 to the 110.
You sure know a lot about Los Angeles, Bruce.
Well, I know a lot about freeways and highways and the open road and what cars represent. And what I loved about that scene is that they felt free, and the car was where they found it. That was the metaphor for change in their lives. Another day in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Or daughter.
Sure. What?
What's your favorite scene, Barry?
My favorite scene is when they go and see Rebel Without a Cause. I love that scene.
Because you love American films.
Right, because I love American films. And that reminded me of a great one, specifically Rebel Without a Cause. So I really saw myself in that as someone who has also seen that film.
That's so cool. You've always been a rebel from the moment I met you and we became close, personal colleagues.
And I've never had a cause.
Not once.
Not one. All right. Any plugs?
Yeah, you can follow me at Bruce Springsteen everywhere, brucespringsteen.net. I had an album come out a couple months ago. It's pretty good. And
How many albums you got?
Oh, I want to say 17.
That is too many.
It's more with live albums, but it might be more than 17.
That's too many. That's far too many.
How many books do you have? You have like 3 books. No. Yeah, it's like the same thing.
No, it's not. 3 books, 17 albums.
I bet that the number of hours it takes to listen to an audiobook of your 3 books is equal amount to the length of time it takes to listen to those 17 albums.
Well, not if you're counting the times you gotta rewind your album because you fell asleep.
What do you have to plug, Barry?
I am making movies on Netflix, so you can go see those.
That's so cool. I love when ex-presidents just decide to make movies.
It's, yeah, right? It's usually the other way around.
Movies, yes, that's right.
American movies. You can follow me on Twitter at Barack Obama. You can follow me on Instagram at Barack Obama. I think I'm going to start doing TikToks.
TikToks.
Sasha makes it seem really fun. I'm going to get in on there.
I was going to say, you should think about doing a Twitch stream. I think you'd be good at that.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that. Play a little bit of Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Or Fortnite.
Yeah, an American.
You can actually
farmer.
You can join me in Fortnite My Epic Games username is Barack Obama.
That's awesome that no one took that.
Yeah, well, and they reserved it for me.
And we find even in enterprises like video games that it returns us to the road that America is on and that we need to get back to who we really are. And we're going to be doing that each week on this podcast, episode by episode, film by film. And we hope that you take the ride with us.
We're covering every single American film made.
We're covering every single one. We thought maybe just the good ones. Now we're going to do every single American
film.
Guys, there's no way we can do it. Like, it's not.
Start
it's
to finish. Not,
every, even the bad ones, even the racist ones, even the problematic ones.
We're going to start with the one where they have the train come at the screen.
Next week on Boss Barry, we're talking about Woody Allen's Manhattan, an American movie.
American. We're going to start with all of the movies that, you know, are named after cities.
Manhattan, Chicago, Paris, Texas.
Philadelphia.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Synecdoche, New York.
L.A. Story. There's one more. Nashville. Hmm.
Nashville. Robert Altman, love it.
Masterpiece Nashville. Barry, how do you want us to close the show with a song? What song should we play? I'm going to swerve here and say it's not going to be one of mine.
Well, sure. I don't really know any of those.
I know.
How about we sing the great American classic?
Oh, we're singing.
Oh, you want to play it? Play it. You should play a song.
We can sing, we can play, we can do whatever we want.
Can you play Miles Davis's, was it Dave Brubeck who did Take Five?
It was the Dave Brubeck Quartet that did Take Five. There it is.
Well, in honor of jazz, Dave Brubeck.
Dave Brubeck, a white jazz musician. Can we play that now, Kevin? Yep. Yeah, okay, I got it playing. Is this what you want to in Boss Barry would Take Five?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, listeners.
Oh, my God.
What? What's wrong?
Mary Kay Letourneau died.
Oh, no. Ay, caramba.
Ay, Dios mío.
We'll see you next time on Boss Barry. Goodbye. This is unairable, guys. We can't do this.
Fucking train.
Pay us. Pay us, please.
Pay us.
God.